We're here with Doug Joffrey, Vice President of Product Development and Support for GW Micro, and there's been a lot of buzz going on this week about the new scripting for the upcoming version of WindowEyes version 7.0. Why don't you tell me about it a little bit?
Scripting? We're having scripting?
I guess so. That's what I hear.
No, actually, we're extremely excited about this scripting. The potential of what this scripting can do. I've always said in the past when I'm doing presentations, you don't need scripting. I kind of, there's these applications that are really crazy out there, and maybe we can get you 90% of the way there with our existing set file configurations and things, and we're still maintaining that. But we see a need that application developers, unfortunately, are not always making their applications accessible, and we need access to that remaining 10%. And so we're going to remain and keep all of our existing configurations, everything that you come to love with WindowEyes will still remain, but we're now adding on the ability of doing full scripting. The nice thing of our scripting language is it's based on COM automation, which is kind of a techie term, but that's kind of the industry standard for making your applications accessible to the outside world. Word has it, Excel has it, Skype has it, even iTunes has a little COM automation interface into it. Many, many applications have that. And what's really cool about it is that you can pick any scripting language or full programming language that supports COM automation.
Wow.
GW Micro will standardize on VBScript, but you could use JScript, you could use full Visual Basic, you could use Perl, Python, C++, C#, anything that supports COM automation that you want to be able to deal with.
What have you been able to accomplish? I know you can't talk a lot about 7.0, but what have you been able to accomplish so far in your testing of the new scripting capabilities?
Well, we're certainly working on some of these ugly applications out there, like music applications, things like that, that we're finding that we can now make scripts to work with some of those. So just out of the box, we did some things with iTunes and got that working fairly well. They still have some issues and things that we need to try to get them to work on. But Sonar, we're taking a look at that. We had one of our beta testers, Jeff Bishop, who actually wrote scripts for Winamp. Makes Winamp work really nice with it right now. And I'm going to be showing that in my session here later this afternoon. And we've just done some cool things like in list views, which already work really well. But we created a real simple script that lets you virtually go around a list view, like an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, wow.
So I can go left and right by column. I can go up and down by column or whatever, still leave the selection where it was. And then when I find something I want, I can then bring the selection to it or add it to my selection or whatever. We've created a real simple little keyboard macro with WindowEyes for our scripting language. So I can just enable it. It records everything I type. I can hit another key to stop it, and it's now recorded. I can save it off and print it off to whatever I want. We created another simple, these are just little simple things we're just throwing up like in an hour, but another one we did was for add remove programs. If you've ever used Windows XP and you go to add remove and you want to go down to the W's,
yep.
You can't hit W. You have to
arrow all the way down.
Arrow yep. down to the thing. I don't even think you can page down, right?
So, no.
Which is just a pain. So what we did was we created a little script that you just pop it up and we'll populate a list box with all the items in add remove, and it just instantaneously comes up much faster than theirs does even, and you can then go off and do it. So one of the other things we've done with our scripting language is also give you a very powerful user interface to where you can pop up either simple or complex dialogues with complex controls to give the user interface into your scripts and deal with all of that.
I see. So as far as the automatic functionality, you're talking about dialog boxes and popping up additional information. I'm assuming there's also a component where you can have scripts automatically speak information or make certain keys do certain things at certain times, basically, right?
Oh, absolutely, right. So you can have a script to be global, so the script will just launch when WindowEyes launches and be out there monitoring for whatever it's monitoring for. It could be key presses, it could be when focus goes into a particular place or certain application gets activation or whatever. Like the list view example I was giving you is a global script. Anytime a list view gets focus, it kicks in and allows you to use its keystrokes. But you can also make them application specific, so they will only launch when the application is active, and then they go away when the application shuts down.
Right, so from a programming techie standpoint, it's kind of like when you're creating a program in Visual Basic and you tie various code to different events, like a mouse click or a keyboard press, and you're doing the same thing here, right?
Right. Most of the scripts will be event-driven, meaning
right.
you're waiting for something, WindowEyes to tell you something happened, whether a clip was rendered or text was rendered to the screen or a focus change or a focus went away from something, key press, mouse movement, mouse click, all of this stuff you can monitor, and WindowEyes will fire off an event letting you know that that happened.
Sure, and I anticipate once the public beta is released and 7.0 is released, there'll probably be a lot of user scripts that you will be willing to share with each other and
Absolutely. We'll create some sort of repository to where individuals can submit them and send that off. But again, the beauty of it is you pick your language. So college students coming out right now are going to know a language that supports comm automation.
Sure.
I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
And so they can just start creating these scripts in any language, and they can combine. You can have a global script that could be, let's say, C++, and you could then have a JScript that's talking to that C++ script. So you can communicate between the two of them there. So it's just really
are they
cool.
source code driven, or are they going to be compiled?
Well, pick your language.
Right.
Most scripting languages now I've lost my terminology here.
Right.
They are not compiled. They're at runtime.
Right.
They're interpreted. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yes, that's the word.
Where C++ could be compiled. VB is typically compiled. So, whatever you pick, it will either be compiled or it'll be executed at runtime. But the nice thing we've done with the scripting languages like JScript and VBScript, as long as you, every operating system, by the way, comes with those two.
Yep.
But if you register any scripting language, Windowize automatically embeds the scripting engine into that, so it brings the scripting engine in process to Windowize. It's like Windows Scripting Host is required if you want to run a VB script today without Windowize.
Sure.
Well, we basically replace Windows Scripting Host and script the host directly within Windowize, so it gets us much faster. We're in process. It's very fast. We can talk to that script much better. We can give it error messages much cleaner.
And so someone can download their script and not have to worry about downloading all sorts of other components to make sure that it's running.
Well, that's why we're going to default to VB script. But again,
right.
If I had a C++ script that, just an executable, it's not a script, it's really a full-blown programming language,
right.
I could just run it. I don't have to install anything in that case. It's just talking directly to Windows.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Other features in 7.0, I know there's been talk of Unicode support as you expand internationally.
Right. So we've now, Windows is now 100% Unicode, which is very cool. So it allows us to get access to any of these applications that might have funny characters in them or whatever. It's amazing how many PDF documents are using really fancy type of characters representing in their text that in the past we would just ignore, for instance. Now we can certainly get those. But if you're reading any sort of text, Korean text or whatever, it's just going to read it. If you've got a Korean synthesizer, it will not read it correctly for you.
That's great. What about other things on the horizon? There's a lot of movement towards Web 2.0 and Google Docs and spreadsheets, and there's also Open Office, which is coming out. Have you made any progress in that area, or will the scripts help out in these areas?
They could potentially help out, but one of the other things, too, that I'll back up just a little bit in our IE stuff that we've added is the ability to be able to jump to controls on a web page. So our insert tab, which is our page navigation, which already let you go to many different types of elements on your page.
Right.
Now we've added controls to that.
So
I can jump to whatever edit box I want to go into or whatever. And we've also added the ability to be able to navigate quickly to, let's say, the third unchecked checkbox or
take
me to the fifth button or whatever that I want to be able to deal with. You can do that. We've also added bookmarks to allow you to be able to bookmark certain points on web pages. What makes our bookmarks unique, I believe, is that we can actually go searching. So we don't just store the line number and blindly take you to that line number on that page, which we can do if that's what you want. But we also give you the option that says, if it's not there, then go search for it. And so we store some data of what the original bookmark had on it. We'll go look for the closest thing that was on, the closest line that matches where that line originally was.
Sure.
And we'll put focus on it. So that's very cool.
Definitely.
But scripting obviously was our biggest thing. And so now that we've got the scripting component done with it and get 7.0 out, then I'm going to be looking 100% at ARIA and hopefully some Java support at that point, be able to get those other components that I've also wanted for a long time as well. But the ARIA stuff is going to be huge.
Sure. But one thing at a time. Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
We want to make sure we do one thing, do it well, get it out, make it stable. We don't have to be fixing our problems of that release. We want to work on the next stuff.
Sure. So. And when can we expect a public beta for 7.0?
I always get that one.
I know you don't like dates.
Our current goal is to hopefully be in public beta by CSUN. That's my goal.
Right.
And then public betas usually last between 1 and 2 months, depending on what kind of issues and things like that we find.
Right.
So that kind of gives you a little time frame. But again, we don't have a board of directors that says you must get this out because we want our bottom line to be, this much this quarter. We don't do that. So we put it out when it's ready.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Oh, how can we get in contact with GW Micro?
Well, you can certainly give us a call at area code 260-489-3671, or you can send us email at info@gwmicro.com or support@gwmicro.com or sales@gwmicro.com. Just about anything at GW Micro. To us. And, of course, our webpage is just www.gwmicro.com.
Doug, it's been a pleasure.
Very much. Thank you very much.